Jim Chalmers, Opposition Treasurer. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
No problem at all. Now, I'm probably going to give you the, you know, easiest free hit that you've ever had in your life, but...
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Do you think Josh and the boys could be doing a better job for support for people during the pandemic?
Oh, of course. I mean, Josh Frydenberg likes to call himself a Victorian, but I think when Victorian small businesses and workers really need him, he goes missing. I think that's true in Bendigo and right through central Victoria and Ballarat as well. What we've got here is a government that's in a rush to pull out support from workers and small businesses in local communities. If only they were in that bigger rush to roll out the vaccines and get the purpose-built quarantine right, then maybe we wouldn't be in this mess where the economy nationally is losing billions of dollars a week because of all that.
You mentioned there the quarantine. I haven't heard much about that recently. Is that still going ahead in Victoria?
Yeah, it's supposed to. I mean, the issue here, the problem with it is that we've had this pandemic now. We're well into the second year, almost at the end of the second year of it. And it's been clear for some time that hotels just don't really cut it, you know, when it comes to limiting the spread of the virus. They're built for tourism, not built for medical purposes. And so we need that purpose-built quarantine. The Victorian government's done a good job getting a plan on the table. We need to see that built. It's a much patchier story around the rest of the country. Queensland state government's got some plans, but the feds haven't really played their part and done their bit, and that's one of the reasons why we're so far behind where we should be. And a lot of these cases that we get are actually leaks from hotel quarantine, so they could have been avoided.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I'd say most of us, 99% of us, obviously understand we've got to do the right thing. We have to, you know, get vaccinated and all the rest of it. But it's really, when you look at some countries overseas, and Steve with his British background, and I've lived overseas for a number of years, and you look at the way that life is going ahead, it's like we're just dragging the chain a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so in some ways. I mean, it's important we listen to the health advice.
Of course.
So we can only open up when it's kind of safe and responsible to do that, and so we need to make sure the hospitals can cope and we get the plan for the kids and we get tracking and tracing right, all those bits that you're familiar with. But a really key part of that as well is making sure that we support our small businesses through this. And, you know, I've been talking a lot with Lisa Chesters, who represents your part of the world, and Catherine King as well, and it was their idea that I come on the program and talk about this, because the problem we've got right now is the economy, for a lot of small businesses and workers, the economy hasn't come good yet. Yet the economic support is being pulled away by the Morrison government, and we don't want to see that. We want to see the support match what's actually going on in the economy. And there's nothing magic about that 70 or 80% vaccine rate that says all of a sudden businesses and workers are 100% fine. So we need to be more aware of that. We need to be responsive to that. And I'm not sure the government is.
I've always thought that in opposition it's a pretty hard job because you haven't got the sort of resources perhaps to do this, but how would you do it differently if you were in government at the moment?
Well, I think the main difference, Steve, is that we try and tailor the economic support to what's going on in the economy, and so we'd recognise that, you know, some parts of Australia are going relatively well, but some parts of Australia are really struggling. I don't need to tell Victorians about that. It's the same in parts of around Sydney and other parts of Australia as well. And so what we try and do is not be in a rush to pull the support out. We'd recognise that people are still doing it tough, and so we'd leave it there for a bit longer, not forever. Nobody says that we should be, you know, spraying money around forever out of the Commonwealth budget. It doesn't come cheap, but it's important that we support people, because what we don't want to see is we get to the other side of this crisis and we start to open up and we've lost a lot of the small businesses that make, you know, Bendigo and Ballarat, Maribor and Castlemaine and all these great places. What often the strength of these towns is their small business community. We want to make sure that too many small businesses don't hit the fence and they can keep employing local people. That's our goal, and so we think the economic support should reflect that.
And are you pushing for this in Parliament? Presumably you are. What moves are you making?
Sure. Yeah, for sure. So we've tried all kinds of different ways to get the government to see sense here. And, you know, when it looked like the economy was recovering at the beginning of this year and the government was giving themselves a big pat on the back, we said to them, look, you can't have a first-rate economic recovery with a third-rate vaccine rollout. Unfortunately, that's what's turned out to be the case. And so what we said in Parliament, but also right around Australia, we said, look, don't be in a rush to pull out the support while we're still lagging in some of these key things that we need to sort out before we can open up confidently and safely and responsibly. And so that's been our point really for much of this year. We'd rather the government got it right and we wouldn't need to make these points, but unfortunately we still do. And I think the latest evidence of that is the news that Josh Frydenberg, this kind of pretend Victorian, is going to pull the rug out from under too many Victorian small businesses before they're ready.
Yeah. And Jim, finally, you know, allowing for the help that's been given from the feds, is the economy, do you think, resilient enough that it will bounce back when finally things start to calm down a bit?
I think so, and we want it to bounce back strongly. We want there to be good jobs and good opportunities for people right around Australia. We want it to be, you know, the right kind of recovery. We all want that. Both sides of the parliament want that. The difference is we think in the interim we shouldn't be leaving people in the lurch. And we want to make sure that our economy can be stronger after COVID-19 than it was before. I think that's something that Anthony Albanese is really known for, that sense of optimism that we can be better after than we were before. We can do better than to go back to some of the issues we had in the economy around, you know, weak growth and stagnant wages and insecure work and all those sorts of things, which were a big problem even before COVID-19. We can do better than that, and that's what we want to see.
Jim, great to chat. Thanks very much for your time. Much appreciated.
Appreciate your time, guys. Thanks very much.
All the best. Opposition Treasurer Jim Chalmers joining us on the Wake Up Call.